We are here at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California, just before the start of the big show at a BASF seminar. And with me is our buddy and great, wonderful friend, Kip Cullors. And he'll be talking here for BASF once again. And Kip, what are you going to be talking about today?
Well, not the goat story, Cindy. You put that on the web, and my gosh, you can't believe how many people call me about it. Kip, I can't believe you told the goat story. But anyway,
Did you ever get a picture of that goat, by the way?
No, I haven't got a picture of that goat yet, but I know one thing. I'm not going to tell the goat story here at Comedia Deal. But
Now, everybody who's listening to this interview is now going, what goat story? So I'm going to have to link to that video so that they'll know what the goat story is.
Yeah, you have to link to the video because I got a lot of phone calls on the goat story. But anyways, no, I tell you what I'm doing here. I'm at BASF, the media event today. We're going to talk about plant health. Hey, they got some new exciting things. You know, I am a farmer, and, you know, I'm like every other farmer in the U.S. because I travel over the U.S. and even in Brazil, around the world, actually, for Pioneer and BASF. And you know, the most exciting thing BASF's got going on right now is they got the new Kixort technology. I've had it on my farm now for 3 years. What an exciting thing that BASF at least had enough foresight to go out here and spend $150 to $200 million it takes to get a new chemical registered. And I think it's going to take the world by storm. I don't know. What do you think, Cindy?
Well, I think it already has. It's only been registered now since September, but already it's going crazy. And the world by storm because it's registered in different countries. Speaking of that, you mentioned Brazil. You just recently went to Brazil. Tell us about that trip.
You know, I went to Brazil. I just got back about 10 days ago, and I was gone 2.5 weeks. And Michelle about divorced me, or the kids about divorced me when I got home. But, you know, the reason I went to Brazil is because if you want to learn something, you got to go where there's a problem. And Brazil is challenged by so many things. Insects, disease pressure down there is just phenomenal. They got white mold pressure down there that's just off the chart. The Asian soybean rust, no big deal. You can take care of that. All it takes is dollars. They're putting 4 applications of fungicide on. They got excellent control of the Asian soybean rust. They're trying to figure out the white mold deal. Hey, I got about 5 or 6 brand new ideas from Brazil on how to control white mold. And we're going to take them home to Southwest Missouri and try them out and see if we can't make that work. And I learned a lot down there. So they're faced by lots and lots of challenges. Probably their biggest thing is they're getting their crop out of the country. When I was down there, they're only getting $6.36 for soybeans right there in the Mato Grosso area. So I'd hate to be raising soybeans today for $6.36. But, you know, I guess you got to do what you got to do.
Well, you mentioned the white mold. And when we spoke at the very end of the season, as you were just getting your crop harvested, you said that was your biggest problem this past season. Tell me about the season, because you weren't quite done when we spoke last. How did your season go last year?
You know, it went pretty good. We had 175 bushel soybeans made in our contest fields. White mold set in, and it just wrecked it. But we still averaged 100 bushels across our entire farm. So that's a pretty good accomplishment. That's 2 years in a row we've been able to do that. That's actually bigger than 154 bushel beans we've raised. You know, I got a couple, 3 new. I learned a lot in Brazil. So, and also I spent a lot of time in Michigan and the Dakotas this year and talking to farmers up there. And when I'm out on the road giving talks, I learn way more than I ever give out information. I give them information. It's just I don't know they necessarily always listen. I learn a lot from the farmers because I'm always listening to what they're telling me. And we got some new tricks up our sleeve for this white mold, and I think we got that whipped, hopefully, cross my fingers. So maybe we get a little closer to that 200 bushel yield goal.
Well, speaking of the overall yield, you're well known for being a soybean yield champion, but really what you focus on a lot is your overall total yield, not just your contest yield. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, that's what pays the bills, these little 10-acre contest fields. They're a learning tool, and that's it. But, you know, hey, I just always encourage people to go out there and try something new. I don't care what it is, just go try it. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. 60 to 80% of all my experiments fail miserably, but we never quit trying. And we're able to average 100 bushel soybeans across our entire farm. That's a huge accomplishment, in my opinion. A lot of farmers would love to be able to do that or trying to do that, I guess. I don't know. It's just that's been our goal, is to go apply this to all of our normal production acres, not just our contest acres. And we don't spend a lot of money. We learned that we need to do 2 applications headline, and we've just done a lot of different things, and we're able to achieve the 100 bushels. And the majority of our beans are all dry land, too. Most people associate me with variegated, but 80% of our beans are actually dry land.
Well, and another thing about you is that you don't do this all yourself. You get a lot of help. You get a lot of people. You get a lot of advice from other people. And why is that so important to you?
Well, I'm not a genius by no stretch of imagination. And BASF and Pioneer, I've worked very close to both those companies, EMD, and they got a lot of people, lots smarter than I am. And I just picked their brain to death that, you know, that I get it when these PhD guys down to my farm, you know, it's like, hey, what am I doing wrong here? What can we do better? And they're standing in this soybean field that's, you know, 120 or 30 bushel soybeans. Like, what do you mean? I was like, hey, there's plenty of room for improvement because soybeans are blooming. My soybeans are blooming 1,420 bushels an acre. So I'm only at 10% of the yield potential. So, you know, what should I be doing? I'm doing something wrong here because I'm not even coming close to tapping the yield potential.
And what's important is that other growers can do that too, right?
Exactly. Just try, play, you know, experiment. You know the new Kixor technology, you know, with the soybeans, you know, I'm not planning on respraying any soybeans. Put that down, we won't have to go back out to Roundup. Same thing on corn. Put that down, you don't have to go back over there, you know. Maybe you don't need to spend that $35 a bag for the Roundup technology fee. On corn, for an example, if you're controlling all your weeds prior to them ever emerging, so, you know, holy cow, wouldn't that be great? You never had to respray anything. And this new Kixor technology, what I've seen on my farm, we're not respraying after it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kip Cullors, here at the Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.